John, it was about a year ago, I guess, the concert took place and was recorded. I think it was in November of 2017.
That's right. We opened up Music Hall in the middle of October with a John Williams concert. And then the second Pops concert we did, November, was American Originals. And this was a real big deal, right? Because in our Pops configuration, we'd only done that one concert before. And now all of a sudden, we're recording this thing live, the first recording in Music Hall. So the pressure was on. You know, we had all these elements, all of our guest artists, the orchestra, all the soloists within the orchestra, a tap dancer. And I tell you what, it's been a real wonderment to see the whole thing come together. You know, even after the concerts and the recording, our exceptional recording engineer and producer, we've been working for a year, literally, to put this all together. And it sounds awesome.
You were concentrating on the year 1918. What's the significance of that time period in American history?
Well, we knew this was going to be released in November of 2018. November 11th, 2018 is the 100th anniversary of the end of the First World War, which we still celebrate as Veterans Day. So we thought, well, since this is going to be released, then let's kind of look at the music from 100 years ago at the end of the First World War. And there have been so many recordings that kind of celebrate the armed conflict and the red, white, and blue and all of that. And we wanted to take a slightly different angle. Let's look at the year 1918 as the beginning of something new. And it just so happens that right about that time was also the very beginning of recorded music. Both First World War and recorded music actually have this real synergy to them. Most people don't know that for the First World War, this was the first war where huge numbers of African Americans served in the military, almost 500,000 serving in all sorts of ways. 37,000 were combat troops. And those combat troops all had the regimental bands. And they were all playing this early kind of ragtimey jazz that had really only been performed in small clubs up and down the East Coast. And all of a sudden, these bands, these regimental bands, are playing jazz in France. And people went crazy for the music. James Joyce Europe, who was the leader of the 369th Regimental Band, the Harlem Hellfighters, it was said that all France had caught ragtimeitis, thanks to James Reese Europe and his band, and kind of emboldened by the fact that these men were fighting for democracy and also promulgating this new American art form. When they came back to the United States, jazz took on, and the whole Roaring Twenties came from the fact that these regimental bands came back home and started playing and recording an incredible array of music that pretty much kind of set the table for the rest of the 20th century for American popular music.
Give me an example of some of the gems that you found, gems in the way of songs and composers.
Well, you know, the amazing thing is that these are all tunes that everyone knows, but no one really knows that they're like 100 years old. And it's really incredible. Everything from the Strutter's Ball, the Charleston, I'm Just Wild About Harry, the Memphis Blues, I Ain't Got Nobody. I mean, remember when David Lee Roth covered that one? Everyone's covered it.
Yeah.
And so these are tunes that are kind of the essence of the American experience. And we wanted to pay tribute to the great artists and the great composers who created them in the first place.
And some of the arrangements on here, Julie Spangler's got an arrangement. Timmy Barron's has
Timmy Barron's our own, right?
Two or three, I think. Yep. And you brought Rob Mounsey back.
Rob Mounsey, who's been a great friend of the Cincinnati Pops. He's an arranger for the A-listers.
Yeah.
You know, everyone from James Taylor, Steely Dan. And he loves working with our orchestra because he has this full orchestral palette from which to pull from. And he also likes to pull the talents of individual members of the orchestra, including a wonderful fiddle solo to our violinists, to a clarinet, trumpet, trombone. Everyone gets in on the action.
But all the tunes aren't 100 years old. There's a brand new piece on here by our friend Peter Boyer.
Yes, Peter Boyer, a great Hollywood composer and arranger. He's done all sorts of orchestrations for feature films. And he, again, is a very good friend of the Cincinnati Pops. You might remember he did Rolling River on one of our recordings, which has now become an international sensation. But for this one, we wanted to create a piece of music that would pay homage to the soldiers who perished in the First World War, who laid down their life for freedom and democracy around the world. So he created this piece called In the Cause of the Free, which has a gorgeous trumpet solo by our own principal Pops trumpet Robert Sullivan, mm-hmm. who just did an exceptional job. As opposed to most of the other works on the CD, which are, you know, peppy and jazzy and bluegrassy, this one is very thoughtful and just beautifully done.
Talk about the guest artists you brought in for this project.
Well, Rhiannon Giddens, who is no stranger to Cincinnati. She's performed here on many occasions. Got her start with the Carolina Chocolate Drops. She sang many of our great jazzy standards. She brought with her Robin Watson, a fantastic tap dancer. I think this is probably one of the first times that we've actually recorded a tap dance number, and the rhythm of her feet is just takes your breath away.
Now, wait a minute. Whose idea was the tap dancer? Did she suggest to you? Did you say, by the way, do you know any tap dancers?
Well, you know, tap dancing was a real important part of the music of the teens and the 20s. You know, oftentimes bands would have their own little tap dancer who'd just kind of like tap out those rhythms. And so we thought it was an important point to have one. And so Rhiannon had worked with Robin on some projects and carries her. And so it was like, come along, let's have a party, right?
No-brainer.
Pokey Lafarge, the quintessential ragtime singer. He's got the timbre and the attitude. That was just a joy to watch. And of course, the Steep Canyon Rangers with their bluegrass sound. So, you know, we talked a lot about the jazz experience, but so much of the bluegrass and country experience actually comes from those same roots of blues and jazz. And the Steep Canyon Rangers had this wonderful bluegrass take on how you're going to keep them down on the farm once I've seen old Perry. Oh. It is awesome. And Pokey sings a couple of bluegrass standards, including Night Owl and the Prairie Lullaby, which was made popular by Jimmy Rogers, who's one of the very, very first country pioneers. And, you know, you also have to have the great patriotic standards. You can't record a patriotic CD from 1918 without including God Bless America in a spectacular arrangement by Rob Mounsey. And Over There has a really nifty arrangement. It's kind of your old standard march tune, and we wanted to take it and do something a little bit different. So Rob Mounsey and I were talking about, we'd say, well, what if George M. Cohan had gone down to New Orleans, right? How would have that affected him? So we created this second line New Orleans groove that starts things off, and it is absolutely infectious. It starts very quietly and kind of builds in intensity, and right when it reaches its apex, we go into a big band jazz swing. Oh, it just takes your breath away.
Retracing footsteps just back a little ways, the beautiful God Bless America dates from roughly that same time period.
Yeah, right? I believe it was 1917. Irving Berlin wrote it. And then before the Second World War, he added the verse, and it had this whole another life. You know, the same thing with George M. Cohan, Over There, which was originally written for the First World War. Actually, his career kind of like went totally downhill. And it wasn't until the Second World War that he had this like rebirth of popularity because of Over There. There's another work that had its life between the two wars, and that's called Swing Along by Will Marion Cook. Will Marion Cook, who was African-American composer, studied with Antonin Dvorak at the National Conservatory of Music in New York City, went on to write the first all-black musical on Broadway called Indahome. And in that musical was a tune called Swing Along. And it is an infectiously positive, uplifting tune that became a real big hit, especially in the African-American community. And in the Second World War, it became the unofficial anthem of the Tuskegee Airmen. And Rhiannon Giddens does a killer rendition of that tune, which kind of goes between kind of ragtime and swing. It's awesome.
Well, John, congratulations on this latest release, which is available now. And if our figures are right, this is records and CD number 95 Cincinnati Pops Orchestra. And out of those, 55 have appeared on the Billboard charts. That's amazing.
It's a record unmatched by any other Pops Orchestra, and something that we're so very, very proud of. And now you can get your own copy.
Are they available where?
You can download them on iTunes if you wish. You can also go to our website. You can purchase one there. Or you can also come down to Music Hall and pick up your copy there when you come to one of our upcoming concerts, including Holiday Pops, December 7th through 9.
5 performances this year.
Yes, indeed. And I'll be hanging around after each of those performances in the foyer, signing those discs and any of the other 94 that we have available.
Including vinyl.
Yeah, you betcha.
It's called American Originals. It's available right now. Been talking with John Morris Russell, JMR. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Brian.
And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Brian O'Donnell.
people smile on you all the while. Hospitality, they were good to me. Couldn't spend a dime, I had the grandest time. I went out a dancing with a Tennessee dear. Better than them handy had a band you should hear. While they gently sway, all the fellas play real harmony. I never will forget that tune they called the Memphis Blues. They had a fiddler there, always slickens his hair. Lordy, how he pulls on his bow. When he hear that tune, listen to the trombones croon. They moan just like sinner on revival day, on revival day. Let's go! Oh,